Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark, everyone. It's your girl, Ashley Mendoza. Super excited to be here today, solo dolo, doing this thing. I think it has been about a month now that I took the podcast into my own little hands. And it's been great. I'm so excited for all the new guests that I have brought on, all the new things I've been talking about, all the new listeners. Welcome. I've got new listeners from TikTok and all that, which is exciting. New listeners in like New York and different states that I didn't really have listeners before, so pretty cool. Today I am really excited because I'm talking about a new song. It just came out on Friday, I think, on the 5th, March 5th, so whenever that was. And it is Silk Sonic, which is Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars, and it's called Leave the Door Open. And this shit is simpy as fuck. Like, their inspiration, like where they get their inspo from, what they listen to, is all that 60s, 70s, 80s shit. So it's super soulful, super old school R&B, all that. And I just feel like back then, the music was a lot more, you know, lyrics wise in their feelings. Like, the men were a lot more down to just like full on simp and just declare their love, and that's what this song is. I'm excited to get into the lyrics, but first, it's International Women's Day, so I just want to give a quick shout out to all my ladies. You know, Nightshade Collective, got April, Alexa, and let me just not say names because I could do this forever, but shout out to my mama, shout out to all the women in podcasting and film and music. Especially music for this podcast. Shout out to all the women making music. I guess I probably should have picked a song by a woman today, but fuck it, you know? I just planned this little mini shout out right now, so what can I do? All right, let me just play this little clip so you guys know what the fuck I'm talking about.
My house clean, my pool warm, just shake, smooth like a newborn. We should be dancing,
yeah, so you guys know exactly what I mean. You can tell it's very just derived from inspo from Jackson 5, like James Brown, Delphonics, all that shit, like 70s. There was so much good music back then. And like, if you're ever trying to like really simp, just like throw on a playlist with that shit. But like, for now, I'm super excited that this song's coming out because they're actually making an album together. So like, I guess Bootsy Collins, he's going to be a guest host on the album, kind of, I think, doing like the intros and like announcing the next song type of thing, which is really exciting. I was just watching an interview with them on the Breakfast Club, and they just talk about how they're keeping in mind while making this album to make it like an experience once they get to perform it live. So I can't fucking wait for once COVID is over. I for sure I'm going to be at this tour because it's going to be so fucking beautiful and just full of like love and fucking vibes. This shit is groovy as fuck. Just the name Silk Sonic, the band name, is just a vibe for sure. Yes. So let's get into some lyrics here. I'm so excited because some of these lyrics crack me the fuck up. The video, by the way, is really fucking funny. I don't know why, just Bruno Mars cracks me up. He's talented as fuck, and like I'm not even gonna lie, he's not that bad. Like, he's kind of cute, right? I don't know, am I tripping? Let me know. But the music video, they're just like, it's them like in like the little studio recording it, and you got Anderson on the drums, of course. And like the first verse is Anderson .Paak singing, and then Bruno Mars is like doing his little ad libs. And I don't know why. It's cute. It's funny. It's a fucking vibe. So we got Anderson .Paak. He says, "What you doing? Where you at?" So he says, "Oh, you got plans? Don't say that. I'm sipping wine. I look too good to be alone. My house clean. My pool warm. Just shaved. Smooth like a newborn." Like, are you kidding me? Why are these lyrics so funny? But at the same time, it just reminds me of, like, something a girl would sing. And, like, I think the reason for that is that, like, nowadays, like, guys don't make music like that where they're just like, "I'm ready for you, baby. Like, come put your love on me." So he says, "We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west wing of this mansion. What's happening?" Then it gets into the pre-chorus and all that. But, yeah, just, like, the whole thing, like, wearing a robe, "I look too good to be alone." I miss men just declaring their love. That's what this episode is about. Just let's get back to that. Like, at what point did we have to, like, be too cool? And, like, now it's, like, a generational thing where it's, like, everyone plays like they're too cool. Like, you have to suppress your feelings, or you can't act way too interested too soon, or you, like, turn people off. Like, I'm over that. And I do blame men because I feel like they're the ones that started with the bullshit first, trying to act like they're too cool. So obviously, of course, women are going to follow, or whoever is dating these men, obviously. Like, if you're going to act too cool, then I'm going to act too cool. So I do blame men for that. I'm just saying, it is what it is. And then pre-chorus, "I ain't playing no games." This is Bruno Mars now, and his voice is just beautiful, okay? "Every word that I say is coming straight from the heart. So if you're trying to lay in these arms, I'm gonna leave the door open." He's talking about, like, yeah, I know you got plans, but I just, my door is open if you want to come home to me tonight. Like, that's that simp shit I like. Like, if I tell someone, you know, "I can't really hang out tonight, I got plans, like, with my girls or whatever." If you tell me, like, that's fine, like, you want to come spend the night after, yes, the fuck I do. I do want to end the night with you, like a nightcap. That's beautiful. I fuck with it. So then we got verse 2, Anderson .Paak. "Oh, you're so sweet, so tight." Oh, okay. "I won't bite unless you like." And this is where he, like, Bruno Mars's little freaking ad-libs, like, it's so good. He says, "If you smoke, what you smoke? I got the haze, purple haze. And if you hungry, girl, I got fillets. Ooh, baby, don't keep me waiting. There's so much love we could be making." And then Bruno does the Shimon, little, like, homage to Michael Jackson. "I'm talking kissing, cuddling, rose petals in the bathtub. Girl, it's jumping, it's bubbling." Yeah, so they're just setting up this whole vibe. I feel like now, like, even just, like, with this podcast, it's titled Simpin' After Dark. I feel like the word simp has kind of a negative connotation, which I was fully aware when I came up with it, but I was like, fuck that shit. Like, I'm gonna take it back because I think it's negative. It's looked at as a negative thing because people think it's bad or, like, annoying or desperate or whatever to, like, profess your love and, like, be like, "Yes, baby, come over. Like, if you're hungry, I'll cook for you. Like, my hot tub's ready," or whatever it is, or, like, "I'll give you a massage." Like, it's looked at as such a negative thing, I think, more in music, because, like, it's not to say that men don't do this when they're, like, pursuing women or courting women or whatever, But I feel like in music, it's kind of rare to hear this unless it's like your girlfriend or something. But this sounds like, this gives me the vibe that it's just like some girl that he's just like starting to talk to. And like, I don't know if that's just me assuming, but I just fuck with this whole vibe. So shout out to Silk Sonic. I can't wait for the album. All right. So then like it gets back to like the outro basically. And he's talking about, just tell me that you're coming through, girl. I'm here just waiting for you. Come on over. I'll adore you. Like, yeah, sign me up. I think this is what every woman wants, is like to come home and like her man is just sitting there waiting for her. That's literally what we want. So take notes, men. Listen to this song. Like, really just do the most. Do the most for your woman. And if you are already doing that, then you're on the right path. And that's why you got a good fucking woman, because you deserve her. So if you're like unhappy in a relationship, like realize, like, are you doing the fucking most for your woman? Because if you're not, then that explains it right there. Do some more. Like, always be extra. Always put in 150 fucking percent. Because women are a prize. So treat it like that. Like, let's get back to this simpy ass shit where you're like, I'm gonna leave the door open. Come cuddle with me. I don't care. So that's pretty much the song. But yeah, I was watching an interview with them on Breakfast Club. And the back and forth is just so cute. Like, they just get along so well. They're fucking funny together. Yeah, they were like asking, I think Angela Yee was like asking them about their creative process for writing, because it was all like during quarantine that they like got together. And it was so funny. Bruno Mars is just talking about, he's like, yeah, they had gone on tour together for his last album, which was a fucking minute ago, I think 2016, and how they had just been like back and forth just talking, and obviously being on tour, they like got to like experiment like musically in the studio and all that. But he made a comment just about how, yeah, so we just send each other stuff, and just you know, it all just snowballed from there. And I was just fucking cracking up, because like, you know, like, if you know, like, snowballed. Bruno Mars, like, making music like this is groovy ass shit. Like, you know the amount of drugs that were probably involved. That's just me assuming. I don't know. I know Anderson .Paak is like a family man, but he just looked like he just does a bunch of coke. I have no idea. Don't come for me. I am so sorry. I'm just saying, it's going to be a great album. Like, that's why like the 70s and shit had like such bomb ass music. They were all on coke. I'm just saying. And I'm so sorry if there are like children that listen to this podcast, not children, but you know, younger kids. Some little kid replied to one of my stories one time. I forgot. I was talking about like fuck boys probably. And he was just like, not all men are like this. It was on TikTok. That's probably why. He's like, not all men are like this. And I just like clicked his page, and he's 15. I was like, I know, son, I know. Not all men are like this, but some of them are. And I'm talking about these goofy ones that are. And he was like, oh, okay, okay. He was actually really understanding. I thought he was going to, like, try to, like, go back and forth. But I've had a few freaking, like, weirdo guys try to, like, go back and forth with me on TikTok. I posted a video of me, and, like, it was a joke. But it's just, like, you know, like, a little, like, song. It's, like, from Mario. I don't know. Anyway, like, follow me on TikTok and look at it if you want to see exactly what I'm talking about. Obviously, at Simpin' After Dark. But, it, like, the, like, little caption thing was just, like, me trying to remember why I'm mad at my boyfriend or something. Just making a joke about how like girls can be just dramatic sometimes, or which stems from truth. Like, sometimes you do be mad at your boyfriend and you can't remember why. I don't know if that's toxic. I don't think that's toxic. That's just fucking facts. And like, I know, like, if you can't remember, it's probably not that deep, but yes it is. Then why do I feel so mad? Is that stubborn? I don't know. I'm just saying, it was a joke. This freaking dude was like, oh, girls just love drama. You're just that bored with your life. Oh my god, like, bro, like, this is TikTok. Like, don't fucking come for my videos. They're all literally a joke. I was so freaking annoyed, but at the same time I was just like, whatever. So I was like, oh, like, I'm not bored or starting drama. I'm not creating drama. I'm just trying to remember why there is drama. That's what I said. And he's like, oh, well, like, why? Like, this is why people like do this shit and then they talk about they have depression and anxiety. I was like, okay, Chez, because his name was Chez. Like, what is wrong with some of you freaking men? I'm just saying, like, what possesses you to like reply to my joke of a TikTok, like being dead ass serious? It's not that deep. It's a literal joke. I was just like appalled, but you know, it's TikTok. Like that shit, like you don't know who's gonna fucking, I be commenting on everything all the fucking time just because it's funny, but I'm nice. I'm just like cracking the fuck up, like ha, or just saying just funny shit. I've never fucking replied some mean dumb shit or trying to like question someone, like evaluate them psychologically, like, or their mental health, or like be like, why are you like this? Like, that's toxic. You're fucking toxic for doing this shit. Like, hop off my fucking shit then. I'm telling you, TikTok is a wild place. But anyway, okay. And like the reason I kind of wanted to talk about this song too was, I mean, obviously because it's new and it's, it gets stuck in your head. Like, it's a bop for sure. But also I had been wanting to talk about something that I posted on Simpin's stories on IG. It was on Rihanna's birthday. So shout out to all the Pisces. It's Pisces season. She had done an interview with Oprah in like 2012, I think, where Oprah was asking her about just like advice that she had received from her grandma or something like that. So Rihanna talks about how her grandma had said, like, you have to find, or you have to be in a relationship where your partner loves you more than you love them, specifically if it's a man and a woman, because just the dynamic with that, like, I think we all know. Okay, so what Rihanna's grandma had said was that women will always naturally give more than a man. So if you have like a relationship where you love the dude more than he loves you, you're already going to be doing more of it 50-50. But if it's you like loving him more and he's like kind of eh about you, you're going to be doing the most. He's probably going to be annoyed of you. He's going to take you for granted. Like, that's not going to work out. Women are just nurturing at the end of the day. Like, women have so much fucking love to give. At the end of the day, women are, you know, like, we give life. We bear children. I'm not saying me specifically. I don't have kids. So, like, I'm all talking like I'm doing that shit. But shout out to the women that do have kids, you know. That's how life continues to go on. I don't know if I will have kids, maybe one day. But, like, I have so much respect for women that are great mothers that do the best that they can, and that they have like women that have husbands at the same time too, that still manage to like cater to their man, not like in a fucking weird way, but just, you know, to make them feel loved. I just feel like it's in women to just nurture people, like their children, their men. So they're always going to go above and beyond. And that's why you have to 100% be with the man that loves you more then you love him or it will not work. So 100% I agree with Rihanna's grandma's advice. And I did a poll and it was like 90% plus people that agreed. So I was pretty glad we were all on the same page about that. And if you're not, just maybe you're, if you don't agree, maybe like you're just lucky that you, I think if you do agree, you probably don't realize that your man loves you more than you love them. Because other than that, I don't know how you could disagree with that. I don't know. Women are just like literally goddesses. So take care of your fucking woman.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, and then another thing I wanted to bring out, like on the topic of specifically women and divine femininity and all of that, being that it is International Women's Day. I actually just like came across this. I was like getting something from my phone right before I started recording, and I was on my Simpin Instagram, and I follow these guys. They have a podcast. It's called The Notebook Podcast, so go check them out. They talk about relationships and all that shit too, but from like the guy's point of view. So if you want some balance or whatever, go do that. I think it's like three guys. But they posted a thing. It was like a happy Women's Day to all the beautiful black, brown, white, tan, etc. women out there who embrace their divine femininity. We appreciate and love you all. And love, have love for all your hard work and efforts to stay true. Y'all deserve the world. I was like, that's sweet. That's sweet. That's just the caption. And then they posted like a video too. And this isn't to like drag them, because I have no idea what their intentions were behind the video clip that they posted. But it's these two like white ladies. I have no idea who they are. I'm guessing they just wanted some kind of, you know, interaction for like comments. Sometimes you post things just to get people like talking, you know, it's good for like activity, you know? So it's like a somebody interviewing a lady, asking her, I don't know what, I forgot what they asked, but she basically says like she doesn't believe in feminism. And she's like, I'm a feminine woman and I don't believe in feminism because it's like an oxymoron. You can't be a feminine woman and be a feminist. And like the interviewer is like, oh, like, so you don't just like believe in equal rights for women. And the other woman is like, no, I don't think women should have equal rights, because at the end of the day, like she said she was a Navy SEAL or some shit. She's like, could I ever do the same thing these men do? No, like blah, blah, blah. Basically just saying like, you know, men are stronger, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, I don't know. I'm just, my mind was like blown. Cause like, and I guess there's no context with just that clip. I don't know if the interviewer went on to like explain to this woman that that's not what feminism is about. So yeah, that's always been like a little bone I have to pick with like people that try to say that, well, men are stronger, like blah, blah, blah. Okay. Feminism is not about like, okay, when you say equal rights for men and women, it's not about like, oh, women are as strong as men. That's what, no, that's not what that means. I'm a feminist and I can acknowledge, obviously, we are built different. Men are just inherently stronger. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't have equal rights. I don't know. That fucking lady is crazy. So again, no shade to the Notebook Podcast. I think they're just trying to start a conversation while saying happy International Women's Day. So thank you for that. The Notebook Podcast, that is a conversation starter, which, by the way, to all my women out there, or to all my people that, you know, date men, I guess, or all my feminists, I guess, to all my feminists, that's a great conversation topic. If you're starting to date someone and you need to like weed out like fuck boys or just people that fucking suck, is just ask them how they feel about feminism. And hopefully they'll be upfront. I know there are some major fuckboys, some sneaky fucks that want to like pretend like they're feminist, but that shit will come out. And if it ever does come out, then you can call them out and be like, so you fucking lied. So like you're a little bitch then. You couldn't like be straight with your opinion. So you were lying just to get some pussy or what? So don't lie about that shit. If you get called out, like, be honest. If you go on a date, men, and a woman asks you about how you feel about feminism and, like, you feel, like, some type of way that's misogynistic, just fucking say it so, like, a woman can know not to fuck with you. Because women, we need to, like, start weeding out these fucking dudes. They don't deserve women. Like, I'm, like, borderline women need more rights. Like, women are gods. We make life. Yeah. So, men, you need to do more for women. Realize everything that women do. Women literally push their partners to be better all the time. How many times have you seen it where, like, a woman just whips a man into shape? She's there. You hear that dumbass quote all the time about, like, behind every great man is a great woman, or, like, whatever. Like, why we gotta be behind? No. Let's just give women credit. Like, I get it. That's, like, the way of giving credit. But I just don't like the whole thing of, like, behind every man. I think it needs to focus more on, like, women deserve fucking more. Like, they literally push people to be better. And that's why I'm so grateful for, like, my group of friends and having just these real women around me supporting me. Like, I fucking ride for these women. Okay? They push me. They support me. They inspire me. So, girls, go out there and, like, get you good friends like that. Like, don't be one of those girls that's like, eh, I just, girl, I'm a little too much drama. No, maybe you're too much drama. If you can't fucking keep a good group of friends, that's probably you. Like, look at the pattern. I'm just saying, like, women are angels, so. And of course, like, I just got to do, like, my little disclaimer every time. Like, I don't want anyone to feel attacked. Like, men, like, I have many men in my life that are great supporters and are great people. This isn't to drag you, like, if it don't apply, let it fly. That should be, like, for anything I say, for anything you come across on social media, if it don't apply, let it fly. And that's why I like to do this podcast, because, like, a lot of times I have, like, these, like, quote-unquote hot takes where, you know, I could be replying to all this shit I see online, and then it would turn into a back and forth. And, like, a lot of times I don't need it to be a back and forth. Like, I just have an opinion, so I get to hop on the mic here and just fucking say it without anyone interrupting me. I guess specifically for my solo episodes, but I do like having guests because then it's like different perspectives. But usually the people I bring on generally can agree with me. I like to surround myself with people that do, you know, have similar views when it comes to, like, morals and all that. Women are just really strong. They carry just so much pain so well. There's a quote I wish I could remember. I feel like I saw it on a TV show or something where it just talks about how, like, women are silent warriors. I think it was something like that. Just, I mean, obviously childbirth, fucking periods, bitch, the fuck, every month. Like, first of all, we're, like, on our period for, like, 5 days on average, I feel like. I don't know. We're literally bleeding. We got cramps. Like, you can black out from cramps. Like, that shit is exhausting. It's like when, like, superheroes exhaust their power and they just, like, need a nap after. Like, that's what it feels like with cramps sometimes. And then just, like, how much heartbreak women deal with. Like, I know people roll their eyes at, you know, the word patriarchy sometimes, but it's true. We live under a patriarchy, and that shit can be exhausting for women. Just, like, having to abide by all these societal standards of, like, looking a certain way. And then, you know, so many things. Just getting older is, like, a pain and, like, can be, like, heartbreaking because it's scary. You get treated differently. You're just looked at differently. You don't get the same type of, like, maybe hype. I don't know, but I don't know. Women just fucking go through it. It's so different. Just looking as women age, how they're treated different versus, like, when men age, it's like, oh, silver fox. I don't feel like there's an equivalent for that for women. Yeah, like, women deserve more credit. So happy International Women's Day again. But yeah, just to, like, wrap that up with the song, basically, kind of went on a tangent there. I guess that was just, you know, shit had to be said. Sometimes I just, like, need to be a little more aggressive with the shit. I don't think it was aggressive, but just sometimes I have very strong opinions and I need to say that. So I'm sorry. if you feel like you need to do better, then do that. Don't get mad at me. Like, literally, listen to Silk Sonic. Listen to that song, and that's how you should be feeling about a woman. Like, don't fuck with the woman unless you want to literally cater to her. Because at the end of the day, a woman will always be nurturing and cater to a man. So you should reciprocate that. That's all I'm fucking saying. I'm not saying it should be like woman supremacy, although I joke about it all the time. I'm saying women run the world. Let's fucking acknowledge that. The shit, we make it go round. Like, women are just like organized on top of shit. So let's be honest. Let's be honest. And like, if you don't even agree with me or feel that way, then do you even like women? Because then maybe you should like date men. If you think men are so much better than women and you think men are so great, then go date men. And if you're like, no, then fucking treat women better. That's all I'm saying. That's what this episode's about. Okay. There's a tweet by Aubrey Bell. She said, everyone should get one interview with Oprah to talk about their boyfriend. I'm fucking dead. Yeah, shout out Meghan Markle and shout out to Oprah and Prince Harry also. See, that's like a man that fucking stands up for his woman. Like, I haven't even seen the interview yet, but I've always kind of just like kept up with like all the fucking chaos of the fucking UK or London, whatever the fuck it is, the royal family. Like, that shit's just wild to me. Like, it's beyond me. But that's a strong ass fucking woman. And then you think about like Princess Diana and like why Harry is the way he is with his fucking wife. He's trying to protect her, like, the way that, like, no one was there for his mom. Like, I watched that documentary about Princess Diana. She's fucking sad. Like, I feel like she legit went through all that shit alone, and she was young as fuck. Dealing with the royal family, like, I'm telling you, women are fucking warriors. Holy shit. Like, they constantly go through shit on different levels, you know? Like, whether you're, like, in a fucking royal family or just a regular schmegular ass bitch out here, we deal with shit. So I'm telling you, I'm fucking telling you. Yeah, so if you love women, Venmo or Zelle your fucking mom or your sister or your girlfriend or your like homegirl some money right now. If not, you're fake and you don't love women. So yeah, but I'm gonna go ahead and keep it short this week, just because that's all I had to say. I just kind of wanted to rant today and like go over that Rihanna thing and then just like talk about that new song, Leave the Door Open. I'm so fucking excited for the album. I think it's gonna be called like an evening with Silk Sonic or something. Like I said, Bootsy Collins is gonna be kind of narrating, doing the whole thing, so it's gonna be a fucking vibe. I can't wait. Like, I love a good new music Friday. There was a lot of good new music last week. So, yeah, hit me up with what songs you want me to talk about or get into, or just even like cool songs that you like. Shout out to everyone that sends me music and stuff like that and shares all my stuff on Instagram. Or thank you if you tell your friends about my podcast or just listen at all. Thank you. Oh, and real quick, I do have a little new little bumper thing here.
You're listening to the Wild 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
That shit was tight. Yes. So shout out to Wild 7 Network, Podcast Network, Wild 7 Studios for hosting Sippin' After Dark always. So thank you once again, everybody, for tuning in for another episode of Simpin' After Dark. Happy International Women's Day. I know it's Wednesday. I know for you that shit was on Monday, but this is just when I'm recording, okay? Yeah. And thank you, everyone, that bought a Nightshade Collective beanie. I did post about it on Simpin'. Those are my girls. That's me. I'm part of that collective. We do photography, creative direction, production design, film, all that shit. So go follow Nightshade Collective, go follow Wild 7 Studios, Wild 7 Podcast Network. Yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time with some special guest. I do got some fun stuff lined up, So stay tuned and we'll see you next time.